they can hear a little but not very well, what have they been? Is there a different term you'd use?
Well, they're losing their hearing.
Okay.
And that's me. I can't hear good. That's the reason I'm small and
you seem to do real well. If someone's been working very hard and something comes down their face.
Perspiration.
Okay, so you might say heat and hard.
Perspired.
Okay. Is there another word for that or a
sweating.
Okay.
Well, that's what we generally call it.
Okay. What do you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
Boil.
Okay. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out, what is that called?
Well, if it's a bad boil, it's core.
Okay. And what if it's not?
What you call it?
How about if it's just a regular? Do you ever use pus or?
Pus.
Okay. Is that the most common term?
I don't know. I just don't know what you call it.
Okay. If you have an infection, say your hand, and your hand got bigger and bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand
swollen.
Okay. And today it what? It
gone down.
But
swelling.
Same word today.
Swelling's gone away.
Okay. But right now my hand does what? It if it's getting bigger, it
swelling.
Okay, but you're not using an ing, just say it.
Swell.
Okay. And yesterday it
swell.
It did what? Yesterday it my hand.
Swell.
Okay. And many times it has
swollen.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms from under the skin is called what?
Fluid, I guess.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through a man's arm, you say he has a what? When he comes home, you would say, I had a
scar.
Or another word starts with a W.
Wound.
Okay. When a wound doesn't heal, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. It's what?
Infection.
Okay. It's some kind of flesh. It's the word.
Hard flesh.
Okay. If you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you do to, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
A Band-Aid.
Oh, well, this is a brown liquid that usually stings when you put it on.
Iodine.
Okay. What is given to someone who's got malaria?
I don't know that.
I don't know if there's any. It's kind of bitter, and I think it's just a general medicine.
Would it be quinine?
Right. Okay. Is there another word for that?
No, not that I know of, but you see, we've never had no malaria here, and I don't know.
Is it used for anything else?
Quinine? Well, I never did use it that I know of. But
people ever use the word tonic for
what?
Quinine? People ever use the word tonic for quinine?
I never heard it.
Okay. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he what? He
died.
Okay. Are there any veiled terms that someone might use if they wanted to be extra polite or they didn't want to maybe upset someone that they would use?
Passed away.
Okay. Are there any others like that?
Not that I know.
Okay. Are there any, not crude terms, but maybe someone that was not well liked in a community and people just hated him and he finally died?